Welcome to Uni in the Counselling World, the podcast dedicated to student counsellors and their road to getting qualified and beyond. Today, it's episode 6, and we have a think about why it's so important to get to know yourself. If you listen to this on Apple Podcasts and would like to leave a review, please do. Without further ado, grab a cuppa, get comfy, and let's get started. Hi everyone, welcome back to episode 6. I really hope that you're all doing really well. It's lovely to be here again, and today, in contrast to last week, it's sunny. It's actually sunny outdoors, and wow, I'm looking out into the sunshine right now and thinking it looks nice to be out there, but I'm here doing this with you guys and that feels okay too. So welcome to our next episode. And I was sitting here today thinking, can it actually be episode 6 already? But it is, and it blows me away when I think about that, episode 6. But it's really lovely to be here and I hope that you've all had a good week so far. So today I thought we would have a really good look at learning about yourself and why this is just pure gold for you as a student counsellor, why it's so important and why so much of your course and personal therapy and supervision is weighted so heavily on you and your process and getting to understand yourself. And sometimes it feels a bit counterintuitive really, because when people first come into this as a profession, they think, well, this is all about the other person. I'm going to sit and listen to them and talking about themselves. And this isn't about me at all. And of course, you'd be right, because in many respects, this is all about the client. It is all about knowing them and understanding them. But it's what's really key to acknowledge in this is that in order to sit with a client and to be with them in their distress or their pain or their sadness, we do need to know ourselves pretty well to be there in the first place. So it all sounds a bit counterintuitive, and I'm really aware of that, and it will depend on how far you are into your training as to how much you've already done of this process. This is something that takes so much time. I guess it never ends, that idea of learning about yourself and getting to know yourself really well. I guess that never ends. But your training and your placement and any ongoing work that you do will be a really big kind of foundation to that, I think. And it's about understanding, really understanding you and realising what is you and what is the client, if that makes sense to you. So I will talk about this in a lot more kind of depth as we go through. And we will touch on ways that your course may help you to understand and to learn more about yourself and other ways that you can look to do that. So there's lots of things that come up through this. It's actually quite a big topic, and I probably will end up making other episodes about this because it just feels like it's so crucial, really. But let's begin with giving you kind of an overview of what I mean when I talk about learning about yourself. As obvious as it sounds, it isn't just about knowing those potential buttons that could be pressed or knowing how you might react if your toast was to burn in the toaster. It's about understanding what's coming up for you in the moment and what is about the client and what's about you. And the important thing about that is being able to say to a client, I'm feeling this, and I'm wondering whether that's your feeling that I'm noticing or whether that's actually my own. So it's about being able to really begin to separate out what those feelings are for you and what's yours and what somebody else's. And that's something that takes a lot of time to develop, and it's learned through practice but also through really good training. So when I talk about learning about yourself, it is about learning about those buttons that might be pressed during our work. It is about learning about the sort of clients that you might like to work with, the sort of clients that you might not like to work with, because some of this comes back to our own personal experiences in life, doesn't it? And sometimes something might be a little bit too close to home for you to work with. Maybe you've been through an experience yourself that hasn't yet been dealt with properly, or there's unfinished business, or you never feel like you will ever resolve it fully, and therefore you choose not to work with clients that might have been through something similar in that sense. And sometimes that's our choice as therapists, to know where our limitation lies and to realise that sometimes, yeah, we can't always work with every single person that walks through our door. And that's okay. It's okay to be able to say, no, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I am the person to help. And that is especially true if you are dealing with something in your personal world that is coming up and kind of encroaching into your work. It takes a lot of skill to be able to put your stuff to one side and to focus on the client if they're talking about something that's really similar. And it's about you knowing yourself really well at the beginning and understanding that, okay, this is sort of very close to home. This is something that really does resonate with me because of something that's happened in my life. But actually, I know that I can park my stuff to one side whilst I work with this client for the hour. But I know that when this client leaves and goes home, I'm going to need to just reflect a little bit on that. I'm going to need to reflect on me and how I feel and what might have come up during our time together. So it's not to say that you're saying I can't work with a client that's been through something similar, because of course it's an amazing connection and amazing empathy that can come from that. But if you do choose to work with somebody that does kind of press those buttons or does bring up something for you, then it is about you really being careful with that. And that's part of knowing yourself and knowing whether or not you're able to safely put that to one side, or whether it's just too much, it's too painful for you, or too raw, or it becomes too real, I suppose. No, I don't even think real is the right word, but too much for you to handle in that. If that happens, then part of knowing yourself will be learning. You'll be learning what is okay and what isn't okay, and how you might react to something, maybe a clue, if that makes sense. So it's a clue to how you are in yourself. I hope that kind of makes sense. So we are talking about you and learning about yourself, but it's not necessarily about learning that, you know, your favourite colour is pink and you like to watch, I don't know, Bridget Jones on TV or on as a film. It's not really that. It's about learning about the in-depth bits of yourself, the bits that you might not have already clocked about yourself. And it takes time to do that. It's quite a scary process when you're on a course and you're needing to really bring you into the room. And that's why on the courses, they do suggest that you do really bring your stuff in, if that makes sense. You're not sort of working with role plays and things. You're working with you. You're working with your real life feelings and thoughts and emotions and everything else that goes on as you walk into a room and sit down with a group of people that you've only just met. They do invite you to bring all of that into the room and into your work and into your course. And that's why throughout the course there will be so many different things that they're really challenging you to learn about yourself. Journaling is of course one of them. On many, many diploma courses have a requirement for you to journal and to write things out about yourself and what you're learning and your process. So journaling is a really great way to learn about yourself and something that can actually be really helpful moving forward, even after you've trained, to carry on developing that learning about you, is to journal and to write things out and to really be real with your piece of paper, you know, and be really honest. And if ever I do any journaling, I love to put pen to paper, and rather than typing out on a phone or on my laptop, I really love to just write with a pen and actually feel the pen on the paper. And sometimes that colleges will suggest that you write with like that. Some won't. Some will say it's okay to just type it up and go with it and be free, or some will give you the choice. And so it's about doing what's right for you. But so much of your course will be about learning about yourself. I remember on my diploma course, and I think I touched on this in the last episode, Santre being part of our work, and not only learning about how to use Santre with clients, but actually using Santre as part of our training to help us to understand about ourselves. And I remember more than one occasion where Santre was extremely powerful for me personally, and they are moments that to this day I'll never forget because they were just so special. And they were so enlightening. And of course, it's the non-verbal stuff that comes up in part of us getting to know ourselves, isn't it? It's the bits that we don't say, but they're so important and they're so much there under the surface. And it is extremely scary, I think, to be able to bring this out. But it is something that's so needed within your courses, particularly within your diploma course. But actually moving through the courses, it's important to get used to bringing you into this and being the real you and not trying to hide behind anything, you know. And it takes a lot of guts, I think, to do that. It really is a brave thing to do. But of course, many of the assignments and things that you'll be doing, you know, things like that who am I type assignments that they actually ask you to do often on these courses, and the presentations where you're presenting about yourself, you're presenting about those things that interest you, you might be presenting about something about your family, or you might choose to present something about a traumatic experience that you've had in your life and how that shaped you, or you might be asked to present something about you and how you're going to fit into the work moving forward. So there'll be lots of different ways where you'll be asked to experience you. And I remember on all the courses that I did, there was so much in between around little exercises where you would sit down and do something. Maybe you would draw something, or maybe there'd be sort of a meditation kind of element, and you would then draw something after you'd been in that kind of relaxed state and really interesting. You'd then write something down or you'd draw something out. And so much of that, again, is around learning about yourself. And it might bring things up from the past for you. You know, let's be real about it. It's going to bring things up that are quite challenging. And then it enables you to understand, wow, I didn't realise that would be a thing for me. Or I didn't expect myself to react like that, but I did. And you'll begin to learn that when you're working with people, you might know then, by the time you get to that point, that actually if somebody talks about X, Y and Z, I might actually really struggle with the X part of that. You know, X is actually really difficult for me to think about right now, but I'm all right with the Y and Z bit. So you can start to separate out what is too much for you to work with at the moment. And it's not to say that you're saying forever, I can't work with that forever. But in time, I might be able to, or I may never do. But that's okay, because that's about you knowing, beginning to know yourself, knowing what's okay, because we've all got different pasts. We've all had different experiences in our lives. We've all been through different things. And it's absolutely fine, and more than fine, it's absolutely okay to be able to say, I can't work with that, or I can't do that, or I notice that if I do this, it brings this up. So it's about recognising that you coming into the room with your client is going to bring things up for you from time to time. And if you know in advance about what those sorts of things might be, it enables you to recognise them. You might not recognise it in the moment with a client, and that's absolutely fine too. But it is important to try to recognise it, perhaps in places like supervision, perhaps in your journal, perhaps in your notes. It's a really good idea to try to recognise what is it and what's about you and what's about the client. And again, a really good supervisor will help you with that and help you to be able to work through some of those things. So it's about piecing everything together, I suppose, and creating that full story and thinking about it. The other part of getting to know yourself that feels like it's so relevant to this topic is around your course and actually what your course peers can bring up for you. Sometimes there will be people on your course that do press those buttons. You know, everyone's being very real. Everyone's learning to be very real and very honest and congruent and all of those things. You can use that time on your course and during your training to try out that real open and raw honesty and to be real and genuine with people. And that can be really daunting. That can mean that you're trying that out with your course peers perhaps, or they're trying that out with you. They might say something that's actually really difficult for you to deal with. They might say something that's hurtful. They might say something that you're not quite sure how to process, probably not knowingly, and certainly not hopefully anyway, not wanting to do that. But it's just through this real shift that we go through when we're training to do something like counselling, there's a real shift that takes place where we're suddenly being really open and really raw and really honest. And in society, we don't really have that, do we? I mean, how many times has somebody asked you, you know, how are you? How are you doing? And you say, oh, yes, I'm fine, thank you. How are you? That's the best deflection ever, isn't it? And I could bet your bottom dollar that not often do people say, well, actually, I'm going through a really hard time at the moment, or I'm really struggling at the moment. Often people will just say, oh, yes, I'm fine, thank you, and deflect it back. How are you? And so suddenly you're in a situation where you're faced with people in your course and you're being expected to be real honest and open and real. You're being invited to be all of those things. And that can bring things up. And I think that that's so important for you to recognise in yourself. What is it that that person said? How has that sort of brought up this for me? What feeling is it that I'm experiencing right now? I hope that kind of makes sense. It's a bit of a two-pronged thing, really, isn't it? You've got you going on in that course, but you've also got your peers going on, and they're all developing and you're developing, and everything's shifting around relationship-wise within that. And it can be super hard. There can be a real vulnerability. But once you begin to know yourself more and know what it is, when someone said that, when that person said that to me, what did it bring up? Why did I feel that way? You start to learn that actually, when he said that, I felt this. And it enables you to really begin to recognise these things and to see where those buttons could be pressed in the future for you, whether that be with family members or with clients or with course peers. You know, it's about recognising it and realising that the person has probably not meant to upset you or not meant to make you feel the way that you feel, but is accepting that when that person said that, I felt this. And really being curious, having lots of curiosity to say, what does that mean? And what does that remind me of? So that kind of gives you an overview of kind of what I'm thinking about how you could get to know yourself better and how the training will help you with that. Of course, there's another big part of this, and that is the course requirements will often be to have personal therapy. And again, I've touched on this in previous episodes, but through your personal therapy, that's also a really amazing space and obviously a safe and freely available space for you to be able to talk through what it is that's happening for you and to be able to recognise where those problems might be arising for you and recognise where those feelings are coming from. When they're there, you can recognise, you know, gosh, I feel angry right now. You might recognise that in yourself and then, you know, why am I feeling that way? I'm wondering what's happening for me in this moment is a really good question to ask yourself. And of course, to take that into therapy and to be able to say to your therapist, I noticed this about myself, and allowing them to help you to explore where that's coming from. This stuff is absolutely gold. It is pure gold for your counselling career, and it will stand you in such good stead in the future. It's worth doing the groundwork. I mean, absolutely worth it. I don't think I can put it in a better way. And I was writing it out on my social media stuff earlier, saying that I was recording today's episode. And I was talking about how I feel that this is such an important subject for student counsellors. And after I typed it, I was wondering, well, why do I feel it's so important? And it is exactly that, isn't it? It's that idea of noticing what's happening for yourself, because if you don't notice that when you're working with clients and if you don't know yourself well enough, you could quite quickly get muddled up with, well, is that the client that's creating that feeling for me, or is that my history that's creating that feeling, or is this client reminding me of something that's happened in my life? And if you begin to know yourself better, you're able to piece it all together, I think, and find a way to understand and to recognise that moving forward. Another way that I like to look at this is to think about the relationship between you and the client. But there's also the bit between the two of you that happens, isn't there? You've got your stuff going on, which you put to one side, hopefully, and learn to recognise that. You use that intuition about yourself and about how you feel to sometimes share in the moment using kind of immediacy with a client. You know, I noticed when you said that I felt sad, or I noticed when you said that I felt worried, you know, those sorts of things. It's being able to say that in a really tentative way, but being able to understand why you felt sad or why you felt worried. And some of that will be about you knowing you. Some of that will be about the empathy that you have for the client and the care that you have for them. And it will also be about the bit that happens between the two of you, the bit that you and the client mix together, if that makes sense. That's really important to acknowledge, that you will have an experience which you're both part of, and together it's kind of a cocktail, isn't it? But if you can understand what's happening for you, it helps you to be able to use the feeling in the moment to share that immediacy with them, and to share it in that very kind of real and raw way of, I felt this when you said that. And of course that can be extremely validating for a client, but it can also be very confronting for them. It can be really challenging for them. It can be very cathartic and can bring up lots of emotion for them. So if you can use that, and use that openness and that realness and honesty that you have within you to share in the moment how you feel when a client says something. And of course this is a skill to use, you know, fairly sparingly. It's not something you can do continuously. But when it arises and you really feel an emotion, there's a real kind of beauty in being able to share that with them and say, when you said this, I noticed that I felt that. And you can only really do that once you know yourself well enough. And once that real honesty and that the realness, I can only describe it as realness, once that begins to develop within you, it puts you in a better position to be able to say, I noticed this, I'm aware of this, and those sorts of statements. That is the gold bit within this. That's the gleaming bit that I just love. I just think it's the best thing ever. It's really putting yourself out there when you say, I really felt this when you said that. It's challenging, it's risky sometimes with clients, but it can also be such an amazing kind of intervention to use, I suppose. And so getting to know you and really bringing out that honest bit of you and the realness of you is, I think, one of the most important things that you can do, because the more you get to know yourself, the more that you can be open and real with other people. That might be with clients, that might be with friends, that might be with family members, might be with course peers, it might be with your tutors. But in time you get to learn, actually I feel this right now, and I might choose to share it or I might not, but you get to learn about yourself. So that is kind of the crux of it all. I also think, as I said before, one of the most important things about it is also knowing what those potential problems could be for you moving forward. If you've been through something really traumatic in your life, you don't want to be in a situation where you're working with somebody and it could potentially bring up something that's really traumatic for you personally. So it helps you to really look at what could be a potential, I don't know, I don't want to say a no-no, that you can't work with a person that's been through sort of this same traumatic event as you or something similar, of course, but it's something that you could take into your own supervision and decide together, could I work with this particular issue if a client brought it? And I think we've all got certain things that we don't feel comfortable to work with because of something in our past. Or we will work with it, but we have to be extremely mindful that actually it could bring up something for us. So just knowing that feels to me to be super important. And I think that it's what creates that empathy between you and the client, when you can say, I really felt this and I really noticed this about you. And being able to connect on that level and notice things about them that other people may never notice. You know, isn't that really special? But in order to be able to do that, we need to know ourselves too. And that's where it's the glimmering gold under the surface. And yeah, I love that. I don't know how that sort of sits with all of you, but for me, that feels like it's really kind of crucial. It's really special, it's crucial, and it's about that. And it's kind of given me another idea for an episode, actually, to think about when people, as in us as counsellors, become really honest and really open, it's all very well and good in our work, but what do we do with that in our day-to-day lives? You know, let me know whether that's something that would be interesting for you, because sometimes that happens, isn't it, where we develop as people, and we develop and we become really honest about how we feel. But the people around us that we might be in relationships with and things, they haven't been on that same kind of process that we've been in. And then they're finding it really weird and really difficult when you're being so open and honest and changing the way that you have been in the past, and suddenly you're developing into a different person. So that can be a really interesting kind of episode topic. So let me know whether that feels like something that you'd be interested in hearing. And whilst on the topic of that, as I think I've said before lots of times now, I would love to hear from you all. You know, come and see me on Facebook and make comments. I love hearing from you. I love hearing about your kind of counselling journeys. I absolutely, it makes my day when I receive a message or a comment from somebody. So please do that. And, you know, let me know your thoughts on whether you want to learn more about this idea of becoming this honest and real person and what that means for the rest of the relationships in your world. You know, it's great as a counsellor, but is it so good for you personally? So that might be a really kind of interesting subject for us to explore together. And don't forget to please give me a follow and review. If you can review on the platform that you listen to, it would really help me out. And I'd be ever so grateful for that. So I really hope that today's episode has been helpful. I hope that it's been useful to have a little think, and I know that it's been a brief look at it today, but to have at least make a beginning in thinking about learning about yourself and some of the reasons that I think it's so important to do that. It's so useful, and once you start doing it, it's actually a bit addictive, I always think, you know, learning more and more about yourself. And it's been so good to have you all with me today, and I will really look forward to speaking to you all next week. So, thank you for joining me today. It's been great to have you with me. If you want to strike up a conversation or ask any questions, let me know. Please come and find me on Facebook. The details will be in the show notes below. Thank you. Bye-bye.